This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. The SGX Nifty is suggesting a mildly lower start. And if you look at the price action yesterday, we did get a sense that markets are struggling to sustain higher levels. So we had a gap up opening, but we slipped sharply in the second half of the trading session to close at the day's low. So higher levels closer to that 14,700 mark appear to be a bit of a hurdle for our markets. Today, for a change, I'm actually going to start with the global cue. So yesterday, Janet Yellen made a statement, rates may have to rise somewhat to keep the economy from overheating. Immediately, there was a reaction. The Dow was down 300 points, but by the close of trade, markets appeared to be pacified. The Dow recovered all of its losses to close absolutely flat. Yes, a risk was being taken off the technology names. So the Nasdaq was down 1.9%. The Russell 2000 was also under a bit of pressure. But if you look at the other macro indicators, it's not that there was a big reaction. The US 10-year yield had fallen to levels of 1.57. It rose marginally to levels of 1.59. The dollar index is holding at that 91.2, 91.3 mark. So in a nutshell, it's not that the markets reacted a whole lot violently to Janet Yellen's statements about rates having to rise. What we need to focus in our Indian markets has been this rise in crude prices. So in fact, crude is now at a 7-week high. It surged 4% this week. It's up 35% on year-to-date basis. And this is as more US and European states are easing lockdowns. Countries are opening up to vaccinated foreign visitors. So there is strong demand for crude prices, which is why we've seen crude prices inch up closer to that 70 mark. So that could be a bit of a worry for our markets. Also, yesterday we were hoping that the COVID data is suggesting that markets, the daily count may be peaking off, but no such luck. As per the provisional figure, India has added 3.82 lakh COVID cases, higher than 3.6 lakh the prior day. And also this pace of vaccination in young adults in this 18 to 44 years is actually quite slow. Only 6.62 lakh have been vaccinated in this young adult population, and that is also a bit of a worry. And compare this to United States, where Biden yesterday said that they're targeting to vaccinate 70% of the adults at least by one shot till the 4th of July. Back to our own markets, the FIIs continue to sell in the cash market, the DIIs buy. That's been the trend over the last 3 days. Yesterday, 1,772 crores sold by the FIIs in cash, while the DIIs bought 987. The big stock to focus on today will be Tata Steel. It reports its numbers, and outside of the index, keep your eye out on SIAD, expected to again report numbers over there. The focus will be on the kind of pressure on the margins given the increase in raw material prices. In earnings reaction, you've got Adani Ports, which has reported a decent quarter. Revenues are largely in line with estimates, but operationally it was a strong quarter, while L&T Infotech has reported a very strong quarter. And the good part is they've also advanced their wage hikes by one quarter, given the fact that demand is so strong and it's outpacing supply. With that, I'm going to wrap up on this podcast. Thanks for listening. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.